Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Oh, boy, how'd that sound? Yeah, I was going to ask, who knows what wrestler's theme song that was, but somebody in the chat room already identified it. And that was the theme song to the one, the only, the Ultimate Warrior. Just thought I'd start off with something a little different than our norm. I mean, I played our normal, the Madden voice, EAFLMadden.com. Entree music, and that happens to be, I forgot the guy's name, that was given to me by an independent artist to use at my leisure. Of course, I forgot his name, but that's an original beat. That's not something you can go buy in the stores or anything. But I just thought I'd throw some Ultimate Warrior up there, start the night off with a little bit of energy, change things up just a little bit. It's me, Commish T, EAFL Commish, whatever you want to call me, owner of the EAFL, and your host for tonight, and as usual, we have a show of 2 hours planned, and I never know if we have enough material to go to full 2 hours, but we usually do. But if we don't, we'll sign off early. I'm sure people have Christmas shopping to do and things. Christmas, 9 days. Today's the 16th, and really less than 9 days because it's 9 o'clock Eastern time. So really more like 8 days till Christmas. So get your shopping in. I'm not getting a lot of PMs from guys asking me what I want for Christmas. So. I don't know what's going on here, but this is kiss-up time. You guys want in the league, you send the commission, a little gift or some little present or something, might move you up on the waiting list. All right, that's a joke. Anyway, welcome to the show, show number 29, and next week will be show number 30. I haven't decided if we'll take next week or the week after off. One of the next 2 weeks we will skip just because of the holiday. I need a little bit of break. I'm sure you guys need a break. I'm not sure which week. Probably it'll be we'll probably go ahead and do next week's show and then skip the show between Christmas and New Year's and then come back after New Year's and resume. So, but I'll let you know. And a lot of stuff going on, a lot of things going on. And before I get into all the different things that are going on out there in the Madden world, I caught a story today that really, really caught my eye. And, many of you, most of the guys in the league would probably either be too young or maybe not even born to remember the story of John Walsh. John Walsh is the host of America's Most Wanted. And here's a guy who, if you ever want to admire somebody, if you're ever looking to do a story on somebody, he's the one. He's the guy that you want to do a story on or read up about. Or, here's a guy whose little son was kidnapped and murdered in a really brutal way. And the guy turned it into this lifelong mission to really go after bad guys and a pioneer to show America's Most Wanted based off of that. If you ever get to see an old movie called Adam, that was the name of his son, and it was based on John Walsh's tragic loss of his son. Well, they just found out that they have finally confirmed that the guy, I don't even want to say the guy's name, you know, was in jail, I guess, already, and I'm not sure if he was in jail for this or another crime. I think he was in jail for another crime, confessed twice to the murder, then recanted, and I guess they finally confirmed that this guy who's been in jail, died in jail already, but he was the killer. So I just want to say, you know, I never know who's hearing the show and who knows who, but, you know, it's got to be a good day for John Walsh to finally, after 27 years, to have closure for him and his family. So just wanted to start off with something slightly positive and a little on a non-Madden level. All right, a lot to talk about tonight. New home for the EAFL forums. Unexpectedly, a move has been made. We're going to talk about that. We have an exclusive interview with the owner of our new website, and many of you already know who that is, and we'll get to that shortly. We will I'll play the interview. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it live, but he was nice enough to do a recorded interview, and so we'll get to that shortly. You know, later on in the show, I've got some thoughts on the last week in Dallas. As many of you know, I'm a huge Dallas Cowboys fan, and you know, I got some thoughts I'm going to share later on what happened last week with the Dallas Cowboys. But on top of that, you know, full review of NFL Week 15. NFL Week 16 promises to be completely off the chain. Also, let's see what's going on in the EAFL and all our leagues, particularly our major league. And let's see. And now what I want to do is turn to a little bit of different EAFL news. One of the things that the EAFL always tries to do is have different types of events and competitions that just kind of keep us together as our own little league-based community. And 3 years ago, we started a fantasy football league. And, you know, first year, you know, ups and downs. Second year, you know, a little bit better. This year, I think we really, really did a good job. And for the first time, we actually, rumor tells me that, you know, we actually played for money, although I got to go back and confirm that. And, you know, one of the participants in the EAFL championship is on the phone with me right now, the Fantasy Football Championship. And that would be EAFL, a legend in his own right, first Super Bowl winner, Super Bowl I winner, affectionately known to all of us as Stop the Train. I like to call him Buck. And we have EAFL Train on the phone. Welcome to the show, Train.
Thank you, T. What's going on, brother?
Nothing, man. I'm glad you called in. You know, and I want everybody to know something outside of Madden for a minute. You know, and Coach K's real good at talking about all of the things and all of the talent and knowledge we have in the league. And a lot of people don't know this. And Buck is a very humble guy, and I'm sure later on he'll yell at me for putting it out there. But this man has been working diligently for the last few years on obtaining his PhD. And I don't mean player haters degree, but I mean PhD as in doctor training. Okay. And, you know, there's been numerous times where he's had to step down from the league, step out of the league, and take a back seat because of his studies, his dissertation, and all kinds of things. And, you know, we just want him to know, I want him to know that we support him 100%, the league supports him 100%, and we just can't wait till the day that Train puts on the message boards and says, guess what, guys? It finally happened. I am officially Dr. Train. So I just had to put that out there because I'm so proud of my brother. But welcome to the show.
Thanks again, man.
And also joining us, you know, and I'm going to let these guys talk a little bit, but also joining us was the other participant in the EAFL Fantasy Football Championship, and that would be the one, the only Dr. Coach K.
What's going on, T? What's going on, Buck?
Coach Killer, what's up, man?
not much.
Oh,
all right,
my
so,
God.
You know, so what was promising to be a very competitive championship game really wasn't. Who wants to talk about? Who wants to be the first one to talk about the EAFL Season 3 championship game? Actually, I'll ask Buck to be the first one to talk about it.
Oh, man. It's not really a whole lot to say. To my surprise, Coach K actually did make it, but he was one of those people that didn't give up on his team because the draft went all sour. You know, he stayed looking at free agency. He stayed picking up players, and he found the players that had the hot hand towards the end of the season. I mean, nobody probably paid attention to it, but the week before the championship, he put up 137 fantasy team. When I saw that, I was like, oh, my God. I might be in trouble. And lo and behold, the next week, they did the same thing again. Congrats, brother. That was good. That was good because I was one of the ones who was, man, beat up on you all season long. Like, dude, there's no way. Coach K, you suck. You can't draft.
What are you doing?
It's like, man, Can we have a mid-season draft? Like, no. Nobody's going to help you. And he ends up winning the whole thing. Oh, my God. Nice. Very nice.
Hey, if I was going to do it against anyone, I'm glad I did it against you because I know how into it you are and so on and so forth and, you know, how much of a fantasy football buff you are.
Yeah, I didn't pick up as many free agents as I normally do. I didn't scout a free agent market like I normally do each season. I kind of thought my squad was pretty tough, but Joseph and Don Reggie Wayne, man, they just did not come through.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I'll tell you, you know, probably two guys that are as meticulous as you will find in the league. When it comes to doing research, is training Coach K. So while you know, I wouldn't have predicted it either. I had every intentions on resuming and getting back into the championship game and winning this time. And unfortunately, Mr. Romo, you know, at a critical time, decided that he couldn't play with his broke pinky, and those three games just killed me. So. I couldn't do it, and actually one of those games was against Coach K, and turned out to be he won, and it was a one-game difference between him getting in and me getting in. So, but you know, these
7-5, 6-6.
Yep. You know, and these two guys, though, you know, when a lot of guys are not searching the waiver wire, not out there looking at free agents, not out there trying to make trades. You know, guys draft their teams and then say, okay, I got my squad. These guys are always, you know, out there looking, and it shows. And, you know, this year, you know, rumor has it, I still got to go back and check the contracts because I'm not sure that I recall, but rumor has it that there's a little bit of cash involved this year.
Running. The first time we have a money, we put money in Coach K wins. Come on, man.
Now, isn't that funny that Coach K was the proponent for money league, for money fantasy football leagues from the beginning, and we felt like as all the EAFL events are free, we really wanted to keep it free. But you know, after two seasons of struggling to get guys to really understand that, you know, you got to update your lineups and your rosters and all of that, then Buck and I, you know, came over to the dark side with Coach K. And said, "Yeah, you guys are paying." And then Coach K turns, and then Coach K wins all the money. So, well, not all the money. I mean, it's a 2-to-1 split for anybody who's interested. The pot is—I have to go back and look seriously, but I know the pot was somewhere around $320, and so roughly, you know, 200 to 100, 210 to 110, or something like that, will be the breakdown that these guys will be getting. You know, right after New Year's. No, I'm just kidding. Nah, in the next few days, it'll be transferred into their PayPal account, and
all right.
You know, and you know, we'll get ready. And now, Commissioner Train is also commissioner, head commissioner for Fantasy Football League. What can the troops look for next year? Is there anything you want to kind of announce or let them know? For the next fantasy football season?
Oh, yeah. There's a few things. For one, there will be some people removed. I'm not even going to send out mail, anything, warm or nothing. They'll pretty much know who they are because they didn't participate at all this season. They just held the team And there was a few other people that could have gotten in. We could have gotten Carlos back in the league. One of the biggest things, though, is we did have a problem with the little automated draft this season. So we'll look into that more next season to make sure it's set up properly and that we won't have any issues as far as people missing out on players that they were trying to pick and couldn't pick because of any malfunction. And the one advice I do have to give people, please, if you know the draft is at 9:30 Eastern, don't wait till 9:25 Eastern to log in talking about I'm ready and then say I got to reboot my system because the draft is going to start at 9:30 and it's not going to wait on you. And quite a few people did that. And when they came back, you know what I'm saying, their players were drafted and it's like, I got messed up. That's not my problem. I was in there like 30 minutes before the draft, and a few others were too. But other than that, it was a pretty successful season to me.
Yeah, and I will just add, you know, just to kind of back what he's saying, there will be guys gone, and we'll be placing the guys that we have a feeling will be active, and that's a fact. And, you know, we are going to do keepers again. You know, what we did last year, everyone complained and said you should have let us know and this, that, and the other. And, you know, we tried to – we thought we did, but just to let everybody know, you know, there will be two keepers again going into next season. And so start thinking about it now. Look at the off season, and you be prepared. You will be allowed to keep two players on your squad, and the rest will go back into the general draft. And, you know, I'm pretty certain that Buck and I – will bend over backwards, you know, come July, August, and next year to make sure that notification is – you guys are going to get tired of all the emails that you're going to get about what's going on, so there's no excuses. I didn't know. Why didn't you do this, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But that said, I think this year, you know, went pretty well. So I want to publicly thank Train. You know, for managing that and doing a great, great job. I want to let all the commissioners out there know that if you guys do Player of the Week awards or, you know, you want to do all-star teams or all-pro teams, you want to get in touch with Train because he understands how to do that, how to monitor that kind of stuff. He has a true understanding of the details behind it, and he would be the one to talk to. So make that happen. And any other comments, guys?
That's about it. It was a good season. Thanks for you guys for having the season again.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
All right, cool. Yeah. All right. I'm going to put you guys on mute. You can stay on if you like. You can hang up if you like, or you can do whatever you want, but I'm going to put
– I was going to say, well, you know my schedule. I'm probably bowing in a few minutes, but I just want to personally congratulate Coach K for a very successful season. I am – definitely surprised, I'm not going to lie, because we had some people that were doing really well, and you were not one of them, and you end up winning it all, so I just want to say congrats and everything, man.
All right, Buck, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for calling in, Train.
All right, y'all take it easy, bro.
All right, now.
Great.
All right.
So we've got Train who will be bowing out, and I'm pretty sure Coach K is going to hang around because he can. And let me just check. We have a 443 call. 443, welcome to the Madden Voice.
How's it going, fellas? The prototype.
Ah, the prototype. Man, I got to write your number down, man, so I know when you call in. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Congrats to K. How you doing, T?
I'm doing good. Hey, let me just unmute K real quick so that he can accept your congratulations.
Thanks, Proto.
For sure, for sure.
All right, guys, hang on. Let's see who this third call is here. 310 area code. I know that's Maryland. And who is gracing us with a phone call on the Madden Voice?
Yeah, it's your boy, Yo Mama, a.k.a. Hi, haters. How y'all doing? I'm in the building. It's the Madden Nation Season 4.
Here we go. Wait a minute. Here we go. Let's see. All right. There you go.
Black Jesus.
Doing it what it do. You know, I changed to Black Jesus as God now. just the one and only God of Madden in the building,
so,
in the flesh.
So is it true that all the best ballers from the Madden world come from Maryland? That's a rumor that I've heard. Would you say that that's true?
He's from Cali.
Actually, I'm from Cali.
Oh, you're from Cali. Oh, okay. Is it true? That's a second rumor. Is it true that the best ballers come from Cali?
Yeah. Cali, Compton, California. Holla.
Okay.
A.K.A. Carson. Right. It was the best ballers right there because, you know, I mean, it's not just playing Madden. You know, they die for it out here. They die for it out here. So it's real rough out here right now.
All right.
We keep it way 100.
So what you know, tell bring us up to speed. You know, what has been your journeys and travels lately with the Madden community? What, you know, where have you been flexing your Madden muscles at, and what's been going on?
I just came a month ago. Came in a runner up at the Madden gaming in Hollywood for $900. So I did that. And I won that. I came in second place. It was $900. Problem beat me. He won $2,000. And then before that, I won the Olympic tournament out here in Cali. And then I've done a few A1 tournaments, you know. I mean, big shout-out to A1. You know, he do all the tournaments out here in Cali. So big shout-out to him.
A1 was on our show a few weeks ago. And definitely shout-out. Definitely, you know, great guy and certainly knows how to run a tournament. So, you know, shout out to A1, and talk to us for a little bit about
I want to clear everything up about, because I remember I listened to the show last week when y'all was talking about Neff kicking the field goal on Dynasty.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just want to clear that up. It wasn't he was trying to disrespect Dynasty. It was a bet. He was trying to clear up, you know, we had points, so, you know, he tried to clear that up, so that's all he was doing. He just kicked the field goal because, you know, he wasn't trying to disrespect
now,
Dynasty.
Just for everyone who understands, this was at the end of the Madden Nation TV show in Times Square where the clock was running out. Neff kicked what many would have considered an unnecessary field goal that made it look like he was – you know, rubbing it in or running it up or whatever. And what you're saying is that's not the case.
It was a point spread. Yeah, it was a point spread, you know. So, I mean, it was $20, but, you know, that's what it is. I mean, you know,
okay.
On national TV, kicking the field goal for $20. But, I mean, that's what it is. That's how it is out here in the Madden, you know what I'm saying? You play like that, you know, and, you know, it was a point spread. So, you know, he kicked the field goal, but... You know,
now, did Dynasty know that at the time? Did he know that at the time?
No,
His reaction certainly didn't look like he knew that.
Dynasty had no clue. I think he kind of found out afterwards, but at the time he didn't have no clue because I didn't want to tell him before the game. I didn't want to go, yo, you know what I'm saying, lose by only 7 points or eight. You know, don't – You can, you know, I just told him, yo, go out there and win. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to tell him it was a point spread or nothing like that. So, yeah, so I didn't say nothing.
All right.
He didn't know.
Thanks for clearing that up. And certainly now the community at least knows the truth behind, you know, and you got to admit, it didn't look good, but at least now we know why. So that's hopefully, you know, meant some hurt feelings. Do you think when things like that happen, do you think guys actually – remember that stuff later? Do they walk around and be like, all right, yeah, you got me now, and you got me, you know, here we are on national TV, you know, doing the show, and, you know, you made me look bad. Don't worry, brother. I'm going to file that away. I'll see you again. Or do guys just say, hey, that, you know, it comes and goes?
Oh, yeah. Dynasty, he going for his throat, you know what I'm saying? Like at those KO tournaments, he going for him, man. He gunning for him, no doubt about it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he did it not only to Dynasty, but Dynasty whole family was on the sideline. So it was like a double, like, you know, slap in the face, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Like his mom on the sideline looking up like, oh, you just going to do that to my boy like that? I can't believe it, you know? So... And if it, I promise you, honestly, if it was my mom would have kind of got ghetto, You know, she was like, "Oh, oh, 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 oh,
took her shoes off, walked up there.
Oh, hold on, let me get my earrings off. I know my. Oh no, he didn't. Oh, no, we're not playing this game no more. Take off that jumbotron and everything. It's not going down.
Threw his shoes at him.
Well, that's good though. But that's good that that's cleared up. So what else can you share with us? Anything else that we should know about? Any tournaments going on? Any, you know, what's the news out there? Anything else? Anything big happening?
Mainline Gamers in Hollywood is having another tournament next month. I talked to the guy. He's having another tournament next month. It's, you know, it's $3,000 guaranteed. You know, second place gets something, third place and fourth place get something. So that's why I'm kind of liking the mainlinegaming.com. If y'all go to that, if you're in California or if you want to come down to California, you know, they have hot girls playing Madden. And then they also have these Wii tournaments with females on hula hoops and all that stuff. It's kind of sexy. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Seeing a girl shake it a little bit, and you know what I'm saying? And they look good. You got to go to the website. Check that out. Yeah, they have some good tournaments because it goes all the way down to fourth place. Fourth place get at least like $200, $40 buy-in. So everything looking up and up in California right now. So those are the tournaments to look out for. And okay. I mean, well, that's the tournament to look out for. They should have a couple more Cali tournaments. A1, hit me up. You should have one in a couple months or something like that. So everything's looking good. Money.
That sounds good, man. Sounds good. It's good to know that there's still, you know, even though that even as the MCs are winding down, other than the main event in Turks next month, it's good to know that you know, there's still some good things going on. Now, are you planning to? And forgive me for not knowing if you want a regional or not. I trust Coach K to keep up with all that good stuff. But are you making a trip down to Turks?
No, actually, I only went to one Madden Challenge this year. I just went to one in Hollywood, and I went to the playoffs. I lost the term sticky. I think it wasn't really a game of we was trying to play the game. We was just capping at each other so much, and we just being loud to each other because everybody was pumping it up like, yo, this is your mama, the biggest capper in Madden, and this is Shermstick, one of the biggest cappers in Madden back in the day, and then we had to play each other, and I guess it was just a loud and ruckus game, and I wasn't really focused on playing. He wasn't really focused on playing. We was just talking trash about each other, how we was dressed and how he had on a Ed Hardy green T-shirt with, like, glitter on it. It was kind of I was just, man, we was roasting each other. And Champ was there. Yo, Champ's on the line?
No.
Oh, yeah. Champ was there. He lost to some Asian dude that just blurred him. It was terrible. It was just terrible. Like, he was, like, the Chinese dude that beat him didn't even know it was an MC. He thought it was an MAC. He thought it was a martial art championship, and he just blurred him. I swear, it was hilarious. He was just like, oh, I didn't know what I was here for. I just come out here, I play Madden, okay, I don't care. And he just blurred him. It was hilarious.
I tell you, there's always, you never know. You just never know who that next guy is going to be, you know, and sometimes it's a guy that doesn't follow the names and just plays the game, you know. And if you play the game and not the name, anybody can lose, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't think that's a bum next. Don't think that's a bum next to you, because you know you might be a player. You know, been playing for a minute and you know pretty good. So you know, never underestimate anybody in Madden.
Right.
Ever.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, your mama. Yeah. I appreciate you calling in, giving us the update. Good to have you. And
yes, sir.
We'll see you soon. Good luck to you.
All right, man.
All right. Take
everybody
care.
Out in the Madden world.
All right. Take care, yourself. All right. And call from your mama, setting the record straight on a few things. We appreciate the call in. And I have another call from a 717 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, what's happening? How you doing?
Good. How are you? Welcome to the show.
All right. I'm calling in because somebody came to my post. My thread that I had on Madden Lab and left his post in the link there. So I decided I would join in and see what's going on.
Oh, good. We're glad that a couple of us might have did that, because we're always trying to get more people to tune into the show and to hear some of the things that we're talking about. So, you know.
I'm Commissioner T-Boy from Harrisburg Ballers Club. Pro Gaming.
Yes. Yes, actually, I think I'm the one that might have posted on your thread, and your thread was the it was pretty funny. It was a pretty hotly debated issue where
on
replay
how, like, guys in the Madden world.
Yeah, replay had said some things, which kind of confused me because he posted and then he would edit his post, but before he could edit his post, somebody would come and reply to him. But
right.
Then he kept posting, but then he kept editing it, and I'm just like, okay, why you keep posting things and then
well,
deciding you don't want to say it?
I think what happened was Rod called him out, and he started choking is really what happened. Because he came at Rod, New Jersey Rod, and what it happened was he came at him, and, you know, he blasted, you know, what I don't approve of course, is that commissioners who, you know, who are out here trying to keep this Madden thing alive for these kids to do, you know, and if you don't get your facts right and then you go public like that and say, hey, well, this guy did better than him, and he didn't even really know his circumstances. Really what happened was Rod only had 11 people for his Madden, and because he runs a multitude of tournaments at the same time. He does Gears of War, Halo 3, he does Call of Duty, Smash Brothers, and Madden is a very, very small part of what Rod does.
Right.
And this kid who loves Madden, you know, he said he heard through the grapevines that Rod had 20 or 25 guys that paid $55 a head, and he only paid them out $300, and that wasn't even true. Rod has a system that he has put in place, and it's a good system that all tournament directors, I think, should follow, is the system that Rod has put out there.
Well, you know, and I will add this because actually, and we're expecting Rod to call into the show at some point this evening, and you know, Rod had also called, and him and I had a quick conversation yesterday. But, you know, I think a couple of things. One is, you know, and the only reason I mentioned Replay by name is because he was the one that posted. Got nothing against Replay. We all know Replay in the AFL. You know, he plays in some other leagues. He's out active in the tournaments. And so this is not about, you know, before anybody, you know, gets their feathers ruffled, anybody attacking Replay. But what this is about is at what point does the finger point in and all of the negativity just stop? What everyone is trying to do, what we're trying to do certainly, because we've had Rod on, we've had A1 on, and, you know, good to have you on. Got a lot of guys promoting their tournaments, talking about what they're trying to do. There is enough. I mean, Madden sells 10 million games, okay? There's enough Madden guys out there for everybody to fill their tournaments, and what we don't need is anybody playing one tournament against the next, disrespecting one group. It's just counterproductive to what us grown men, because all of the guys that are running these tournaments are grown men. Many have, you know, full-time careers doing other things, families to take care of, and they take a lot of their precious time, some of their own money out of their pocket in some cases, and I know this for a fact, to help provide this for the community. And then we get, you know, some of this negativity, and it's just got to stop.
I am not one fan of it at all, and that's why I went right on my thread and said, look, this type of behavior needs to stop. There is no need for you to ever bash a tournament director when you have no idea what they have to go through to provide this fund for you.
Yep.
And then if something goes wrong here or there, I mean, we are not perfect. We are trying hard. I mean, my man, I have had a couple of tournaments where I have actually almost fell out at the end of it and said, you know what, the hell with this. I'm not even doing it no more. But I love the guys. I love the atmosphere. I love the game. And I get right back up the next day and try and plan another one, just like that. You know? And I appreciate the people that come out to these events, you know, because – you know, it's a lot of other things that these guys could be doing. They could be using drugs. They could be, you know, getting on, standing on corners. You know, doing mm-hmm. all the wrong things. But when we see these young guys come through the door with their controller, me, I got a personal satisfaction that I saved a life today. I had an event, and these guys came out to it, and they hung out here for 12 hours, and they had fun. I gave them food. You know, they won money. They got their pictures taken, videos of them, and interviews, and they actually felt that someone cared about them that day, you know? And that's what motivates me to do these tournaments.
I couldn't have said it better. And I think that people have to really, you know, it is exactly something that I had said, you know, a couple of weeks ago when someone came to our forums and, you know, said some things. And I said, you know, anybody that is out there to try to promote Madden on a positive level should be embraced and not harassed. Embrace it, you know, help send people to it, you know, because if it's what you love and there's a way for you to go and participate, whether it's a tournament, whether it's joining a great league, all of the above, don't ridicule it. You know, don't do that. I mean, you're hitting it right on the head.
Yeah, I just, you know, the guys that came to out to my last event, December 13th, and that, I mean, I heard some guys from California and other places talking about they want to play the big names in Madden. All I've had at my tournament was my last tournament on December 13th. I promoted it for 1 week, and I had nothing but 20 of the top best Madden players in the world. Four guys from Madden Nation were at my tournament. I mean, there was guys, these other guys who have dominated tournaments like Evil Ken. And, you know, I had Nephew at my tournament. RG was at my tournament. Dynasty was at my tournament. Bud comes to all my tournaments from Tampa, Florida. He gets on a plane. He says, "Ho, T-Boy's having a tournament. I'm getting T-Boy. I want to come to your tournament." "Okay, man. I can't make it. No, the closest I can get to your tournament is Baltimore. Would you come get me?" I live in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I drove to another state to pick this young boy up to bring him to this event and so he can come and have some fun and be safe. And not only that, he stayed at my house until he was ready to go back to Florida, and I drove him back to Maryland. I'm very dedicated to the game and the guys who play it. I really appreciate the game, and, you know, I'm real, you know, real sincere about it, you know.
Man, I feel you, man. It sounds that way. Now, you are commissioner of the Harrisburg Ballers Club, is that correct?
Yes. What it's called is Harrisburg Ballers Club Pro Gaming Arena is what I've come up with. It's a name I came up with so that I can embrace not only Madden but just other games, you know, and bring out other kids and bring out more families, you know, and together. You know, because, you know, there, a lot of kids, you know, can't outdo things like, you know, guys who really can make it to the league. But if they play Madden, then they can control a team. Actually, Madden has a feature on it that teaches you how to run an organization. You know, a lot of people don't know about that. But if their kids go into franchise mode, they learn how to price everything from the hot dogs to the T-shirts.
Right.
You know, and that's the real education for these kids, you know. Some kids say it's just a video game. I think it's a lot more than that. I think it's a tool that we can use to save some of our young youth, to bring them in and have them worry about something else other than hanging on the street corner, you know, and we can communicate with them better through Madden. There's other things. Like we can have kids who play Madden in franchise mode and grow up one day to own a franchise. Start a franchise. You never know what happened just because of Madden. So the possibilities are beyond, you know, whatever, you know, you think as far as it's just being a video game. It's much more than that.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. Again, you're saying it as well as it's been said. Now, do I understand correctly that you are chairman of the Madden Federation?
Yeah, that's something that was brought about. I've been close friends with Bobby Storm for a couple of years now. I've been watching what he's been doing as far as these tournaments, and been following around with following the EA Sports Madden Challenge and stuff, just learning how they're doing it, watching everybody really, really close. And what I've done at my tournaments is added the things that they didn't have at theirs. And that's why these guys are getting on the boards and saying, hey, you guys need to come to Harrisburg and find out how a tournament is really supposed to be run. I'm not against what Replay said or did. I mean, I'm not against what he said, but the way he did it was should have been a much more classier way, if that's what he wanted to say.
Well, yeah, promoting a positive tournament doesn't mean you do that at another tournament's expense. If you had a positive experience at a tournament and you want to share that with the community, hey, by all means. But you don't have to do it by downing another tournament.
You never, ever would. I would never condone that, or I would never, ever do that. You know, that's just not the way we do this, because being a grown man like I am, I'm 43 years old. I have six kids. I have a grown daughter who's in college. You know, I got three boys who play varsity football, you know, and my other two little girls are 8, 10 years old. You know, I'm a family man, and I'm about positive things, and that's just the way I believe in life. I believe in honesty and fair play. And it was just not the proper thing to do to just bash a guy in public, you know, and you didn't even really know the facts. I believe that's
right.
Why you continued to go through the thread and notice that he continued to edit it and edit it and edit it and edit it. You know, that's why it looked so crazy, because he started to think about what he did and then he started to pull it back. You know, he started
right.
pulling, you know, but it was a little too late after he put it out there, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you can't unring a bell. You know what I mean? I mean, once
right.
you say it, it's out there. You know,
right.
you know. Once you say it, it's out there. You know. And one of the things I learned about you that I really like is you're one of the few guys in this whole Madden community that's actually older than me. So, you know, you got a friend for life right here. I'm not used to ever meeting anybody that's older than me. So it's a
right.
nice change. Although not much older, but, you know, I'll take it.
Okay. I always thought I was good at the game. At one time, I was pretty good. But as I got older, the hand and eye coordination, it just didn't cooperate, you know.
Yeah, tell me about it. Tell me about it. I'm routinely one of the doormats in my league, but it doesn't bother me as long as these guys keep playing hard. I may shock them one day.
I'm a great coach. I'm a great coach now. That's how I feel. I'm a great coach. I got three young boys that are always online. I put a lab in the basement for my sons, so all three of them can have. They all have wide screens. Flash screen HDTVs. They all have 360s linked up online at all times. I'm sure whoever's listening, they know who they are. They're is it all right if I say their name?
Oh yeah, sure.
Oh, they're Young Mystery, Young Phenom, and Kid Casper from Harrisburg, PA. They've been pretty popular in the Madden community. They haven't ever won anything, but I've always taken them around because I believed in them. And I believed in the game, and I enjoyed the company of the guys who played it. So me and my family, we would always travel the country to play the game. Whether we win or lose, we would go, and just we met a lot of great people, like Brian Delph from Ohio, who has been on the show. He's a very close friend of mine now. You know, it's just I think of everybody in the Madden community as family, you know. Like a family I never had.
I hear you. Before we let you go, do you have a tournament coming up that you want to, you know, or any plans to do one anytime soon, or what's up? What's next for the Harrisburg Ballers Club?
Actually, what we have coming up is January 31st. Best in the Business Bowl is what I named it. It's the first annual Pro Gamers Arena. Gaming Arena, Best in the Bowl, Best in the Business Bowl, that's what it's called. And it's January 31st at the Holiday Inn Express. Anybody who comes up, if you come out early, there's free breakfast at the hotel, and there's also going to be free dinner served for all of the ballers who come out. and pre-register, or if you register at the door, whoever participates in the tournament, there's a free two-hour dinner buffet included with your registration fee.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice. See, brother, just, I may have to drive out there just for the meal.
I know. The thing is, and there's special hotel discounts, so if you want to come the night before, I've made arrangements for guys who, I know a lot of times when you have annual events, I'm just trying to start a new trend. A new annual traditional tournament that I noticed that guys all over the country like to come to annual traditional events. Like Bobby Storm started Players Bowl, and everybody looks forward to Players Bowl every year because it's a great annual event. And I just thought that I would just, you know, follow up on Bobby Storm's idea because he's been such a mentor to me in teaching me how to do this whole Madden thing. I thought that I would try to start a Harrisburg tradition and name it Best in the Business Bowl. So we see who the best Madden players in the world really are, and guaranteed that you will see the top guys from Madden Nation will be there. January 31st. Dynasty will be there. Young Nephew will be there. Big Gene will be there. Big Game James will be there. Brian Delph will be there. I mean, it's all of the biggest names. If you want to come make your name for yourself, this is a tournament you want to come to it and do it because, all of the top guys in the world actually love T-Boy. So they always come to my events because I always treat them like they're family. You know, I make sure that they don't spend a dime on nothing but their entry fee.
Well, that sounds great. And I will certainly, the EAFL will certainly keep an eye out on that and see if maybe there's a group that might be interested in making their way down to the event. You know, and then the other thing I want to kind of mention to you is, you know, as chairman of the Madden Federation, you know, you and I have a relationship that you may or may not be aware of, but the EAFL is one of two or three sanctioned leagues that the Federation has sanctioned for world ranking points. And so, we also have a pretty good relationship with Bobby and Game Time Philly and the Federation. So, it's extra nice to have you on the show and talking about the positive things that you're doing. Makes us feel good to be connected.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate that. And actually, as you just reminded me, Bobby Storm just emailed me about maybe a half an hour ago the new world rankings that I have to get posted. So I will be posting the new world rankings within the next hour.
All right, here it is, announced here within the next hour. And that's on the Game Time Philly website, right?
Yes, they'll be on Game Time Philly website and also on the Harrisburg Ballers Club website. The web address, is it okay to give you the web address for that?
Oh, absolutely.
It's hbcpga.com.
All right, hbcpga.com, and that's Harrisburg Ballers Club Pro Gamer or Pro Gaming Arena.com.
Yes,
so, excellent. We'll look forward to checking those out. Hey, T-Boy, glad you called in. Glad my little blurb on your thread got you to call in. That's what it was meant to do, and I'm glad that you took some time to call in.
It's a pleasure to be on your show, and I also did put I looked on the website and I took the link that you provided for people who to embed into their websites is embedded on my front page. So as soon as it comes on, as soon as you log on to my website, your show will automatically start playing immediately.
Oh, we appreciate that. Thank you for that. We appreciate it. And
thank you for having me.
No problem. Hope to have you back on again soon.
Oh, yeah. I'll be listening all the time.
All right. Great. Thanks, T-Boy. Right. You take care.
Thank you.
All right. And again, on the Madden Voice, you really don't ever know who might call in. We had Yo Mama from the Madden Nation show call in and clear up some things from the Madden Nation show. And we just had T-Boy call in. And just as another shout out, he is commissioner of the Harrisburg Ballers Club Pro Gaming Arena. His website is hbcpga.com, and he's also chairman of the Madden Federation. It sounds like he's running, you know, him. Just there's some other people we've had on the show, A1, Rod, and you know, sounds like these guys are really, really doing it right down there for the Madden community. So, you know, and to reiterate what we said, you know, instead of downing tournaments, get your butt out there and support them. That's what we need. We need people out there supporting these tournaments. So we really want to thank him for calling in and shedding some knowledge. And, you know, and Kay or Proto, correct me if I'm wrong, but could you feel the passion? Could you feel that, you know, this guy really meant everything he said?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Definitely. You know,
yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, that's just – no, go ahead.
We can kind of relate to it because, you know, we kind of, you know, have the same, you know, kind of have the same, I guess, quote unquote, mission, you know. So, you know, I can definitely relate to that.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Funny thing, I'm sorry to cut you off, T. I remember meeting this guy at the Madden Challenge in B-More. I remember him from the Madden Challenge in B-More. I'll never forget that voice. Older guy, repping his crew real heavy. Definitely remember him.
All right. Yeah, like I said, he's just a tad older than me. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Anybody else older than me want to call in and make me feel like a youngster? Please do that. Wait. Shaq, what'd you say?
Don't fake the funk on a nasty dunk.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, he's basically saying no matter who calls in, I'm still old. So we're gonna go ahead and I guess we'll let that go. Okay, kind of to get to some other business. As people may have heard, you know, we got some bad news on Saturday that the website sportsgamer.com is going to be shutting down. And it had a lot of posts and emails and questions. And, guys, it really is just a business decision. Sports Gamer is owned by CNET. CNET is owned by CBS. Yes, the same CBS that owns the network on television, the same CBS. They own CNET, and they own Sports Gamer and GameSpot. And Fred, who is the main mod over on Sports Gamer, and also I believe was the one who started the old site Madden Nation years ago. You know, and so he's a Madden head at heart. He called me up and said, "T, bad news. Sports Gamer is shutting down, and I'm no longer working for them." And you know, and so I just wanted to let you know because the site could shut down anytime. Now at this point, I can't guarantee that your forums will be available to you. So, you know, I'm sorry to do this to you, but it's out of my hands. And so, you know, and I want to, you know, publicly thank Fred, you know, and I guess I should also thank Rush for doing the original introduction to Sports Gamer. Rush then kind of went off and did some other things, and so we don't really talk to Rush too much these days because he went off and did some other things. But he did bring us over to Sports Gamer, so thank you, Rush. But thank you, Fred, in particular, because Fred was the one who really made us comfortable and really made it home for us over there, and really appreciated everything that he did. And we wish Fred well. Rumor has it that he might end up with Pasta Padre on his site. And wherever Fred ends up, we wish him well, and we certainly want to keep in touch with Fred and wish all of the guys over at Sports Gamer, the new guys, the old Madden Authority guys, the old Madden Nation guys, wish them all well. You know, keep in touch, you know, drop in and say hello. Even if you're not going to hang around, just give us a quick post. And particularly my man Moz, if you're out there, you know, another Dallas Cowboy fan like myself, and very articulate poster, and I enjoyed reading his post, and you know, certainly wish him well. But that said, it left us with a dilemma as to where would the EAFL go and what would the EAFL do. And my original thought was to create our own forums as we had before, and ultimately everyone wants to be in control, complete control of what they do. And so this was an opportunity to say, well, you know, let's go back to our old forums and let's do it that way. Yeah, and just as I was putting that announcement out, and just as I was ready to, I have a form ready to go, and it's not the one we used to use, it's another one. And just as I was about to do all the internet techie stuff to make that happen, I was contacted by a gentleman who happens to also go by the name Buck, who apparently had been the owner of a website called Madden Scene, and had sold the Madden Scene to the Madden Lab. And Buck said that he had suggested to the Madden Lab that they host our forums, and that apparently the Madden Lab was open to the idea. And so I got Gambino's phone number, and, you know, we had a pretty lengthy conversation about what it would look like if the EAFL moved its forums over to TML, and I was satisfied with the answers to the questions that I had, and I would say he was satisfied to the answers to the questions that he had, and in relatively quick fashion, we have relocated our forums to the Madden Lab, and so now the EAFL League forums calls the Madden Lab home. So if you're looking for the EAFL, you have to go no farther than themaddenlab.com, and you will find the EAFL forums. Or as always, will always be the case, you can type in forums.eaflmadden.com. And no matter where we are, forever and ever and ever, that link will always take you to the EAFL forums, which today happened to be hosted by the Madden Lab. Now, that said, I was fortunate enough to catch Gambino earlier and to do an interview with him to discuss the Madden Lab and to discuss our new partnership. So let's go ahead and get to that interview. Okay, I am proud to have with me on the phone the owner of the Madden Lab, the man, the myth, the legend, better known as Gambino. Gambino, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, before we get into the collaboration between the Madden Lab and the EAFL, you know, just in case someone out there in the Madden community has been living under a stone or been living in a rock or, you know, hasn't been up to date on what's going on in the community, why don't you take a few minutes and just tell everybody exactly, you know, what is the Madden Lab?
Well, basically, the Madden Lab was founded by, as you mentioned, myself and my business partner, Duke. He pretty much had a, you know, brilliant Madden mind, and I really wanted to tap into that resource. And a few years ago, we kind of collaborated on a project that started out on a free board website and has grown now to about 8,000 members and, you know, just really the Madden tournament community. You know, that's it's the spot you come to if you want to get an update on a big tournament or if you want to just kind of brush shoulders with, you know, who's who of the Madden world.
Sure, sure. Now, you know, one of the things we've talked about on the Madden Voice show is all of the Madden sites that are out there. It seems as, you know, every month we're hearing about a new Madden site. But what would you say would separate TML or the Madden Lab from some of the other sites? Why your site versus some of the other sites that are out there?
Well, I believe that a lot of that has to do with you know, the sustainability, number one. You know, we've been in this game for a few years now, and, you know, we have a good handle on things, and we understand the community's needs. A lot of those sites that you had mentioned kind of turn their back on the tournament community or the freestyle community. We've welcomed it with open arms. In fact, you know, Duke and I were both, you know, that style of gamer when we started this business. And that kind of was a great, you know, segue for joining up with the EAFL. You know, to us, the EAFL was the, you know, number one freestyle league out there. And a lot of the EAFL members were also members of the forum on the Madden Lab. And, you know, it just seemed like a natural transition to us.
Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate the kind words. And just as a kind of a, you know, just a dovetail a bit from your comment, you know, for the EAFL, it seemed to be also a pretty good fit. You know, we had another partnership with Sports Gamer, and we appreciate everything that they did, and Fred in particular. You know, and unfortunately, Sports Gamer's future is very, very uncertain, and we got notified of that and had to make some decisions. And, you know, what's really funny, and I had mentioned this to you on the phone over the weekend, is Coach K and I had kind of brainstormed this very idea several weeks ago as we looked ahead, and him and I talk all the time about, you know, what's next for the EAFL. And him and I had kind of sat back and said, you know, as much as we enjoy this current partnership, the one thing that's missing is, you know, that site's history has been, you know, sim and straight play. And if we could hook up with a site who has a similar kind of draw or larger and yet embrace the freestyle tournament, you know, gameplay, it would be great. And the only site we could think of that actually had that was TML. And we, you know, we sat there, we were talking like, man, you know, just imagine if we could hook up with you guys. But we said, well, you know, we'll stay where we are for now and, you know, see where things go. And, you know, lo and behold, the opportunity presented itself. But for the EAFL, it is a good fit. And as you stated, many, many of our guys, I mean, one of the guys that's one of our, you know, longtime members is a writer for your group, the boys, a.k.a. GZ, depending on what day of the week you talk to him. You know, real good Madden baller, been in our league for a long time, but also has been connected with TML and is a writer for you. And so, you know, the transition for us has already been a lot smoother than it was early on with the other site, simply because so many people are familiar with TML, and so it was very comfortable for them to go there and now post about, you know, what our league does. So it's already working out pretty well for us. Now, you know, aside from our partnership, if somebody, you know, let's just say, you know, we have somebody and they join our league or they don't join our league, but they hear the radio show, they hear about, you know, TML, and they say, okay, you know, I wanna go and join TML. What does TML have that would help, you know, the guys in the EAFL become better ballers as well as anybody else who's out there playing become better ballers?
Sure. You know, whether you hear about, you know, the MaddenLab.com from this radio broadcast, from, you know, Google, or, you know, you saw somebody at a Madden tournament with a shirt on, you know, we have something to offer any baller. And I don't care if you're a freestyle baller, a sim baller, it doesn't matter. For as little as nothing, for absolutely free. I mean, you can, you know, do a Google search for Madden tips, come across the Madden Lab, and instantly on the, you know, community forum, you're going to learn quite a bit just from reading the message boards. There's tons of discussion from, you know, very, very, very good Madden ballers to great Madden ballers that will instantly step your game up. Now, from there, you know, the next level, once you go from a novice to a pretty good baller, the next thing that you absolutely have to have is the lab. And that is our 52-week subscription service. We update it, you know, every week with three or more tips or tactics or strategies. It's $25 a year, which, you know, if you break that all the way down, it's, you know, literally, I think it was 7 cents a day. And that is, you know, Duke. That's where Duke comes in. You know, that's his baby. He is a Madden genius. He, you know, comes up with the most unique things every year. You know, whenever we go to the Madden challenges, you know, there'll be crowds. You know, I'll stand behind Duke because, you know, that's my guy. But there'll also be other very, very well-known and Madden challenge champions standing around that game trying to find out what kind of offense Duke is running.
And just so everyone understands, Duke himself is a Madden challenge, a regional Madden challenge champion, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. You know, he's only been his first year in the Madden challenge circuit. He only was able to go to just the one Madden challenge, and he fell short and made it to the final four, and he was the finalist in the online challenge that year, and he lost in the finals. And then last year, he followed that up with the Houston regional championship, which is really cool. We got to go out to Los Angeles last year to the EA Madden Challenge finals. But, yeah, he's very experienced. You know, you'd be hard-pressed to find a better Madden mind in the game than him. But on top of that, you know, if someone from the forum has a good contribution, or, you know, one of our staff writers has anything to input into the lab, we bring that too. So you're not just getting it from just Duke. You're getting it from all angles, which caters to a wide array of, you know, Madden styles. So whether you're just a straight league gamer, there's tips in there for you. If you're a freestyle league gamer, there's tips in there for you. You know, you're a newbie, you're an experienced veteran, you're an older guy like myself or UT, you know, that doesn't have the time to lab hours on end. You know, there's tips in there that'll help your game. So it's definitely, you know, a must-have anymore.
All right, that sounds great. Well, you know, and I think the other thing people should realize is, you know, we have used the Madden Lab, and, you know, it's themaddenlab.com. We have used them for, you know, almost from day one to promote the EAFL. But, you know, we're not the only ones. There's so many other events in the Madden community that get promoted on that website. So if people are looking for a tournament or looking to find out different things, you know, Gambino and I, we talked over the weekend about when the Madden Challenge goes around to different cities. It seems as though the place to find out what happened, who played who won, was there any upsets, what are people running, were there rule change, is the Madden Lab. That's where everybody goes. You know, you see literally hundreds of people on there just to find out what's going on. So it really has become kind of a central meeting spot for the Madden community.
Yeah, years ago when I first started, you know, in the Madden community, there was a site, Madden World Syndicate, that, you know, the well-knowns used to go over to. And, you know, you get your tournament updates there. Well, we have kind of become the new age and then some, you know, Madden World Syndicate. And it is a place. The reason I think that it is so popular for the tournament updates is because we are where the tournament promoters like to come and promote their tournaments. And if there's any guys out there holding the tournament, feel free. Come on over. You know, you're not going to find more guys that are willing to travel, you know, across state lines to go to a tournament than you will other than on themaddenlab.com. You promote your tournament, you know, people are willing to, you know, hook up with their buddies and drive out there, and then, you know, you'll get full tournament coverage right on the site. A lot of the updates are virtually live. I mean, they come in almost right as they're happening. I know for the Madden Challenge Finals last year in Los Angeles, I was literally, you know, calling them in live and or texting them in live, and that happens at nearly every major tournament of the year.
Yeah, I can attest to that because we've been a part of several tournaments, and you know, you're right. I mean, you get almost real time updates, you know, which is really good, especially for us who really want to know what's going on. And, you know, I can't make all the tournaments, but I know, you know, my guys are out there playing, and sometimes they can't get to a phone or get to a cell or whatever to call me. So, hey, I can log in and hear who won and what's going on. So really is great. Well, I don't want to hold you up. I appreciate you. I know you're a busy guy. And first, you know, let me just publicly thank you for offering us the opportunity to partner with you. You know, it came at a perfect time for us. And again, the transition has been smooth. And so we appreciate it. We look forward to, you know, helping, you know, to just bring even more notoriety to the Madden Lab. And at the same token, we're looking forward to getting some more top-notch guys to join the EAFL.
And, you know, just, you know, I second that as far as, you guys are more than welcome, and I just want to, you know, extend one more welcome. I know I did on the forum, but to all the EAFL guys, welcome aboard. And if there's anything I can do, I'm easily accessible on the site. Just shoot me a private message or an email or, you know, anything. I'll be happy to see what I can do for you.
Appreciate it. So, guys, remember, go to themaddenlab.com, join the lab, step up your game, and then once you think you're ready, once you think you've got what it takes, then go to EAFLmadden.com/join, sign up for the EAFL, and take some of those things you learn, and let's see how far you can get in the league. So, Gambino, we appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Commissioner. Talk to you later.
Take care.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game. It's all about the game and how you play it. All about control. And if you can't take it, all about your death.
That one, that's Triple H, the game. No, it wasn't no bathroom break. It's just me enjoying my sound effects, and that was the game, Triple H. I thought it was appropriate after listening to the interview with Gambino, talking about the Madden game and the Madden lab, and you want to play the game. And I know you know, guys out there, wrestling fans, I know when you watch the wrestling and these guys come on, I know you guys are mimicking them. You guys walk down to, you know, your bedroom and with a bottle of, with a mouthful of water, and you spit it out in the air. So, you know, don't try to act like, why is he playing that? I know what you guys do because I used to do it too, but I don't do it no more. But anyway, thanks again to Gambino for finding a few minutes to call in. We appreciate that. And, you know, I don't want to repeat everything that was on the interview, but as you can see, TML is the Madden Lab. TML is excited to have us, and we're certainly excited to be there. And, you know, I also want to propose something to the community. I want you to think for a minute. Think about all the guys we've had calling into the show, and you think about the Madden community as a whole. And is it me, or is there a connection between guys that are intelligent, articulate, business-minded, are also the guys that are doing the best things out in the community? I could be wrong, and if someone wants to take me to task on that, please let me know. Please tell me that I'm wrong. But the guys that come to mind, T-Boy just called in a little while ago. We've had MJ Rod call in. We've had A1 call in. We had a gentleman, a name escapes me, from Virginia. I think his name was Julius. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. Another tournament guy call in. We've had Bert call in. We've had Philly Ron. We've had a lot of guys call in. And notice the intelligence, the business acumen, the focus that these guys aren't calling in, and you're not hearing, yeah, you know, so I'm about to go out there and run this tournament thing. You know, that's what I'm about to do. You're not hearing that. You're hearing intelligent men, businessmen that are, you know, putting their minds and putting groups together and focusing on providing something of quality. So I only say that because I'm still stunned at why it is, you know, why it is generally okay to have this incredible thug image in the Madden community. Why does it go hand in hand? I don't get it. Why? Since when did it become, you know, popular to sound stupid? I just don't get it. I just do not get it. And again, if you look around the community and you look at the organizers, the top people that are getting it done, you don't hear them representing themselves that way. You don't hear that. So, I mean, I'm sending a message out there, and I just hope that message is being heard loud and clear. And a prime example of that message, you know, our good friend NJ Rod has just called in to join us. Rod, thanks for calling in.
Hey, guys. How's it going, man?
Good, man. Good, man. And, yeah, I want to make sure I have prototypes on. I have Coach K is on. And I believe we may even still be fortunate enough to have T-Boy still with us.
Yeah. I want to touch on a couple things about tonight's show. Real good show, quality show, great guys on there. T-Boy. T-Boy, first of all. T-Boy is a stand-up guy. I respect the man. We had a long talk yesterday or the day before, maybe a couple hours, hour and a half or so. And the man is passionate. The guy is caring. And he's a breath of fresh air for the Madden community. Definitely, definitely. And what happens with another thing that's good about the man, he brings something different to the table. You know, whether you go to his tournament, my tournament, someone else's tournament, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to get a little bit of flavor about, you know, what they do. And, you know, I can't be him, he can't be me, but you know what? When you go to his place, you're going to get a certain flavor, and I like that. I'm excited about that. A bunch of guys that have been coming to my tournaments this year, guys, Drama, Clutch Joiner, these guys, I just checked the forums. These guys are excited about going up there, and that's how it should be. You know, you get... where you have one entity that feeds and helps out the other. That's what the Madden community should be about. So, you know, like I said, I'm excited about what T-Boy's doing, and, you know, it's a breath of fresh air, and I, you know, welcome him to the family.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, T-Boy, you still on there?
I'm always listening.
I thought the dude was gone somewhere.
I've been on the line ever since I got done speaking.
Oh, all right. You're quiet, man. I had no idea you were still on there. But like I said, man, I like your flavor. You know what I'm saying? You're bringing something different to the community. And you know what? That's needed. And another thing, you're a stand-up guy, man. A lot of people, often things that are done on the boards are said, often there's a loud silence that happens. You know what I'm saying? In times of obvious wrong, obvious misdeeds, and some many times people just, you know, like it doesn't exist, so they'll just let it go. Or depending on who it happens to, it determines whether it's fair or not. But, you know, yeah. The way you went up there, you know, and you said what you had to say, a lot of people aren't going to like that, but, you know, but you did what you thought was right. And
right.
I always respect that. I've been doing that for years, and I was hoping that you get some more people that are just pure, that are true leaders, that can just come up and say, you know what, we don't stand for this, you know, this attempt at division or whatever it is, and I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And you got to remember, though, I do have six kids, so
exactly. Yep.
I'm really firm in on my kids, and I always try to teach my children how to be honest and standing up and always do, you know, try their best to do the right things. And when they do negative things, they know that I don't support that, you know, and I won't support anything that's negative. And if I know it's wrong, you know, I'm going to stand up and say, yo, you know, that's not right. You know, there's a way we can go about this. You know?
I appreciate that. And I think if we have more people that would do that, we can accelerate this Madden thing in a total different area than it is now. You know, like I said, that's fantastic. The second thing, real quick, if I could speak on the sports gamer thing with Fred and those guys over there.
Mm-hmm.
We go Fred, Will Kinsler, Rack, and I. We go way back. Maz used to be my neighbor. We lived two towns away a couple years ago. He used to live out in Jersey. So
okay.
Maz was when I first started out with tournaments. Maz actually came to my first tournament about six years ago. And at that time, they'd come off of Madden Mania, and those guys started out Madden Nation. So we all pretty much we came up together. Myself, Fred, Rec, Maz, and those guys, and we did a lot of time, you know, a lot of times, you know, talking on the phone, vision, you know, just being visionaries. You know, what can we do? One day we'll do something. One day we'll do that. You know, one of their Fred and Rec's their goal was to take a site. They took it from nothing. They spun off from Madden Mania, which was like the dominant site at the time. And Fred and Rack got together and they created Madden Nation. Before the show Madden Nation, there was the site Madden Nation. A lot of people don't realize that, but that's how it was. And these guys were just, like I said, pioneers, man. They came up and they took something from nothing and they made it into a monster site. Eventually that site was, you know, bought out and, you know, Rack ended up being... going over to EA Sports, Fred ended up going over to Sports Gamer, but they had like we had like humble beginnings, man. Just coming out, I remember my first tournament. Maz and these guys came out, local guys. We had seven or eight guys or something like that. I had four TVs, two of them were borrowed, you know, something like that. You know, and I was saying to myself, you know, one day, you know,
you know, we keep the storm, blah, 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 I might be able to my goal at that point was to move upstairs. I was down in the basement at the Dover American Legion. Dover, population like 4,000 or something, some real small town. And my goal was one day I'll move upstairs, blah, blah, blah. You know, little did I know, you know, with a lot of work and everything, you know, I've been fortunate enough to play in 6 different states and NBA basketball arenas and different things, but that all comes from just words for guys starting out, just to like take a little, you know, take a dream and just go with it, you know. And Fred built it; they built that site from scratch, and it, you know, it got to the point where Sports Gamer was. So, and another thing, I don't know if you guys recall or remember, they had the first radio show, the first Madden radio show, ever was Fred and Rack. And, you know, those guys, basically back in the day before the Blog Talk came out, there was a company called Broadcast Monsters, I believe it was called. And you had to pay, like, monthly for per show to get those shows done. Wow. These guys were out there, Broadcast Monsters. I don't know if they're still around. I doubt they are now with the new stuff going out. But these guys would get on the show, Fred and Rack, week after week, you know, plugging away, you know, getting stuff done. So Fred over at Sports Gamer was one of the guys, like is a legend in the Madden community. He may be unknown, you know, to some, but he's you know, a pioneer in many ways. And then finally, I want to just touch upon the Madden Lab. Madden Lab. I was one of the guys that was over on the old MWS site, and that was the hub for Madden communication for many years. And After Swami, you know, went into a different direction as far as what he wanted to do as far as music and everything. So it was like there was a void, and, you know, people were trying to find out what site, you know, people were going to go to or where we're going to go to for information, et cetera. And then the Madden Lab came out, and that ended up, you know, being the dominant site as far as, like, the tournament type guys, this and that. You know, that's where I go. That's where I post my events. And my hat's off to Gambino and the guys over at the site, I think they're doing a great job. And one of the things that happened, and I'll be real, you know, when I was first coming after the MWS situation, you know, I'm looking for a home, you know, somewhere to go to post this and that. And some of the sites would say, you know, well, you got to pay to post here, or you can't put that there, or we're going to delete your post here. The thing about Gambino and those guys, it was wide open. It was just like, you know what, you do the right thing, you blah, 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 you're free to post here. Then other sites were offering memberships and this and that. You had to pay to get on the forums or pay to see them. It just started to get into a direction that was just with the Madden population was just not ready for at that time. And, you know, maybe down the road, you know, blah, 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 but at that time, it was just a time where, you know, where we needed the freedoms and everything. And at that time, the Madden Lab, that's what got them the advantage, and that's what got them where they were. They made the right decisions at the right time, and they attracted the people. They don't stand for too much nonsense and foolishness, and that's where it got them today. So, you know, my hat's off for those guys. And the things that these guys have in common, whether it be T-Boy, whether it be Fred, whether it be guys that at the Madden Lab, like, these guys are all unknowns, unproven. You know what I'm saying? They didn't come in with, you know, a big coordination awakening them, you know, waiting for them because they won a tournament or something. These guys are just guys that had some goals, came from humble beginnings and built themselves to a point. And you know, that's always good, and that's something for, like, the younger guys or people that are looking to get into the game. I think that's something they can point to, those type of individuals. Well, I'm pretty much done for tonight, man.
I mean, everything you said is great, man. It's good information. I mean, you know, and I, you know, the only thing I'll add to everything that you said was, you know, over the years, we've had an interesting relationship with the Madden Lab. Was not always smooth, although I've never had any issues with Gambino at all, but, you know, different mods and stuff and things that have been said and insinuated about the EAFL over the years. And so our move came as a surprise to a lot of people that we would go to a site that we've actually had, you know, some beefs with. And I said, but that's part of Madden, you know, beefs are part of Madden. And you know, you get past those day-to-day beefs and you look at, you know, what's the site doing? You know, the site's got 8,000 members. The site is in my opinion, and I was saying this even as a part of Sports Gamer, when it comes to Madden specifically, while Sports Gamer had a larger following for video games, TML had a much larger Madden-specific following. And so, you know, and even through all of the little feuds we had here and there, never once, and Coach K can correct me if I'm wrong, did we ever have an issue with posting about our league. We never got told not to post, put it over here, don't post. They've always welcomed our advertising to EAFL. And, you know, I look at that and I say, well, you know, these guys, they're onto something good here. They know what they're doing, and it's a pleasure to have a formal partnership, you know, with a group that has their head on straight and knows what they're doing. So I certainly echo your sentiments about, you know, Gambino and TML.
Yeah, exactly. You know, sometimes, you know, in the world of Madden, there's always beefs and that is the nature. But, you know, at some time you have to put those things aside to do what's best for the community as a whole. So, you know, hey.
Well, you're absolutely right. All right, well, Rod, we once again, you know, and it's great. Your call in was perfect with the point that I was making. And if you recall our conversation on the phone yesterday, we kind of touched on, you know, just for some reason in the Madden community, it's becoming popular to sound like you have no education and to, you know, post on a message board like your keyboard is broken. You know, it's broken, and it's just really nice to be hooking up with guys like you and T-Boy and Gambino and the other guys that, you know, intelligent, business-minded people that are just trying to do something positive for the Madden world, and we're just happy to be connected with all of you.
Yeah, we feel the same way. I just think I'm a teacher. I'm a high school teacher, for those who don't know. So every day, you know, I have to deal with just trying to keep people focused and just letting people know the importance of knowledge and intelligence and just willing to learn and to get better. Especially, you know, not to get racial or anything, but there's a lot of stereotypes going out there about minority men, black men, Hispanic men, as not knowing, not caring, less intelligent, that type of stuff. I battle those battles every day. And I just don't like to see Madden in general get labeled as, you know, the type of gamers that are less than, you know, not as smart, looking to get over, looking to, like you know, my ancestors had to battle that, you know, for hundreds of years. You know, we got a African-American president being sworn in, you know, on January 21st. I think it's time that, you know, we just take a look at these things. And you don't have to act a certain way or whatever.
Wait a minute. What was that? Say that again. What's happening in January? Say that again.
Oh, yeah. We got an African-American president coming. You didn't hear that?
Okay.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
I can't stop watching CNN.
Yeah, so like I said, man, like, you know, and all you could do is, like, you know, just as a man, the first and foremost, you got to lead by example. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I was on Madden Nation Season 1, for those who don't know. Yeah, I got my tail, well, I didn't get my tail whooped. I lost by 5 points to get knocked off the bus. But the one thing they could say, you know, about, you know, whatever you say, whatever you saw about Rod, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like a good time just like anybody else. But my biggest thing going on that show was not for someone to look at me and say, you know what, this dude is a stereotype. This dude is what we feel that black men are supposed to be. Or this guy is less than. This guy is a menstrual, an act, a com. You know, I think it's more
right.
than that. And even with the losses I took and getting off the bus, whatever this and that, the one thing that no one could say is, like, you know what, you acted the fool out there, Rod. You acted this, you acted that. So every man is in charge of their own destiny and what happens to them. So I just think it all starts with just one guy at a time, just saying, you know what, I don't have to be this way, I don't have to act this way, or this isn't how I want to be portrayed. And I think the Madden community, we have to get off of that a little bit, actually a lot, to take it more seriously, because I just seen too many different games and different cultures just pass us by. You know, the things that MLG is doing, Halo, Gears of War, and these games are in their infancy compared to Madden. Gears of War just came out a couple of years ago. You got the Call of Duties, you got the it's just amazing what these other games are doing. And, you know, Madden has that potential, and if the NFL is the greatest sport on the face of the earth, but I just think that we have to represent ourselves in different, you know, in different manners. There's many people that have come through my tournaments, many people that you don't hear about on the Halo side, because, you know, I talk Madden, but at least 6 or 7 of my guys are sponsored by different companies and this and that, blah, blah, blah. We need to get the guys that have come through my tournaments that are on the Madden side are just as dominant, actually more dominant than the Halo guys, but they don't get those same opportunities as far as, you know, they'll pay guys to wear these jackets or to do this or to do that. I would like to see that on the Madden side. I really like to see that.
I agree, you know, and one thing I want to take this opportunity to kind of, you know, I'm hearing everything that you're saying and things that have been said tonight, and, you know, I've got 4 very intelligent brothers on the line tonight. You know, back on the Sports Gamer Forum many months ago, I started a thread called Politics. It turned out to be the largest thread ever on Sports Gamer, ever on those forums. And, okay, you know, maybe I did about, you know, 300 of those posts myself. But nevertheless, it was still the most popular forum, and I think a lot of it had to do with the interest in Barack Obama and having someone that could actually win this election. Well, as we all know, he won the election. What I want to do, and I'm hoping to get help from everybody on this call and everybody out there listening, and my league kind of knows this. I just haven't done it yet, but over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to start up a separate radio show to focus just on national politics, but not to get into the technical nitty-gritty. There's enough shows to do that, but really to break it down and talk about how it affects you and me today and what is it that people can do on any level to impact change. Because, you know, Obama, his whole platform was change. But what everybody's got to understand is he cannot do it alone, and he needs everyone here. All of us that are happy to see him in office, everyone who's sitting back saying we finally got a black president, and he happens to be smart too, and, you know, he's a, you know, a younger guy compared to all these other guys that have been in office, and, you know, he's one of us, and he, you know, yeah. Well, all that's true. But he's, in order for there to be national change on a political level, which will come down and affect the things that you and I and everybody does every day, we all have to figure out what our role is in this. We can't just sit back and say, okay, go ahead, brother, make it happen. We got to do our part. And so I'm planning to do a show that will help people understand what it is that they can do, even on a small, minuscule level. Because if we can mobilize a lot of people to get out there and do some things, we can really see this country change. And it kind of to echo what you were saying, Rod, unfortunately, a lot of these things, when they go negative, they impact the black community, the Hispanic community, the poor community, the underprivileged community. So my goal here is to really deliver some messages out there and to really try to help educate people so that people don't view this political machine as something that's huge and intimidating, but they really begin to understand it. And so in the next couple of weeks, I plan to have the first show. And I'll throw some posts out there, and I expect some support from all you smart brothers that are listening.
Wait, have you ever heard of the guy Afro Nerd on there on the Blog Talk?
What's his name?
Afro Nerd.
Nah, I haven't heard of him.
Look that up when you get a chance and listen to his show. I've been on there a couple of times. A political guy, speaking the same type of stuff you're talking about. Yeah, check him out, though.
Okay, I'll check him out. All right. All right. Rod, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it as always. And you know, thanks to everybody. I'm going to segue into some league-specific stuff now. So, you know, anybody that wants to hang on or anybody that wants to call in or anybody that has any, you know, comments about league, but I do want to talk a little bit about the EAFL because, you know, that is the main reason why we are even here in the first place. And I just want to take a quick look at the Major League, the Sanctioned League, the EAFL 360 League. Take a quick look at the standings, and let's see who might be shaking things up, you know, for this season, season 33. And if we go over to the AFC side and we look at the AFC East right now, no real surprise in the East. Casper with the Bills currently is leading the division at 4-3. If we go to the AFC North, again, no real surprise there. Keegan Brick with the Bengals at 7-4 is leading the AFC North. Tiki, who is the commissioner, Tiki Sun, is at 2-3. But I would say, you know, it's still early for him. Probably a little bit of a surprise is a guy with a huge offensive pass, time to shine, with his team that he loves dearly, the Ravens, is sitting at 1-10. So that's a bit of a surprise. AFC South, your mama, not to be confused with the Yo Mama that called in earlier, sitting at 8-3 with the Jags. AFC West, a guy that's in his second season, came in with a lot of hype, Coltrane, at 9-1 with the Raiders. Russ Bus looking pretty good at 9-4 with the Chiefs. So that's the AFC side of the EAFL Major League. On the NFC side, NFC East, my favorite division, Ride Dog undefeated with those G-Men at 4-0. And let's see, going down to the NFC North, Philly style with the Lions sitting at 12-2. And Killa, 21G, longtime Madden Lab member and longtime EAFL member as well, with the Packers at 5-2. And if we go down to the NFC South, S. Gibbs, sitting at 7-1, and S. Gibbs is in the chat room, so shout out to S. Gibbs with the Bucks at 7-1. The Boys, writer for TML and longtime EAFL member at 3-0 with the Falcons. And there's some guy with the Saints at 0-8, but I can't. The screen's a little blurry. I'm not can't quite catch that name. Yeah, he's at 0-8. Well known Madden community member, Coach K. But you know, hey, everybody's entitled to an off year.
Hey. In my defense, I have the highest opponent winning percentage in the whole league. A whopping 775.
Yeah, that's, you know what, and that is a true statement. He has by far the highest opponent record. His opponents that have beat him have a record of 55-16. So in his defense, you know, that's a pretty tough record. All right, and finally in the NFC West, JBev is, and you know, everybody should, you know, I will keep saying this, if you don't know JBev, you know, but ask somebody, because JBev is a guy on the Madden scene coming up. He's going to be something to look out for. He everywhere he goes, you know, people say, who's this guy? Because he's winning some games and he's doing really well. 7-2 with the Seahawks, followed by Bama, who's only has 4 games in now, but is undefeated with the Rams at 4-0. So, you know, this is the Major League of the EAFL is sanctioned by the Madden Federation. The Super Bowl winner and the Super Bowl runner-up gets points towards the world rankings. And I did want to make a comment on our system a little bit. You know, again, there's another radio show, and things get said on that show, and I get emails, and I get phone calls, and I really don't care. but I was asked to clarify something that was said on another show where they made a comment. I don't know if they were taking a shot at us or not. I don't know. But they made a comment about how they don't have a farm system, you know, that their system, their one league is tough. And there's no minor league. You got to come into that league with game. And I guess there's a misunderstanding as to our system, and I think people misunderstand that our quote unquote minor leagues in by no way, shape, or form are they cakewalk leagues. We've got some tough gamers down there as well. The reason that we have the system is not for guys to come in, perfect their game, and then get promoted. It's to understand how we do Madden. You know, we have a freestyle system, and frankly, if you come into our league, you're going to lose. So instead of just putting you right into our top league, where we expect 4 games a week, we expect, you know, a certain amount of activity from all the owners, we put you into one of the other leagues so that you can get a sense of what it's like to play in a league. Still competitive, but, you know, it's not our sanctioned major league. I don't even want to say it's a lesser important league, but it's a developmental league. And not developmental to the point where we're saying get better and join the major league. No. We want you to understand how we do business and what does it mean to be in the EAFL. And frankly, a lot of guys can't even hack that. And we've had guys that have names out there in the Madden community come into our EAFL Europe League, lose games, and quit. And so we'd rather see them do that there than to do that in our major league. So that's why we have that set up. So by the time you've shown us that you're serious about Madden, you're serious about competing on a high level, then it becomes possible for you to move up and get promoted to the major league. It has really nothing to do with the better you get, then you get promoted. I would say that our best guys in any of our leagues can play with anybody. So that's just kind of to clear that up, just because I was asked to, not because I think the other league was taking a shot at us. You know, if they were, then so be it, but I don't think that was the case. It's just so people understand our system. 3 leagues for the Madden 360 system, 1 league for the EAFL, for the PS3, and we have the commissioner on the phone prototype for that, and 1 league for NCAA on the 360, and then we also have a Dynasty League. So that's 6 leagues that we have. And, you know, we have commissioners for all of them. If you want to join, it's EAFLmadden.com/join. The other thing that I will clear up, you know, people, they apply and they expect to get an invite tomorrow. And, you know, we'll get you in as soon as we can, but you know, you're not going to get an invite instantly. So a little bit of patience here as we go through the waiting list, weed out the people that just can't fill out an application properly, you know, and then we reserve the right to not necessarily go by the order in which the people apply, but there could be guys that we know that were in the league a year ago. You know, we had guys leave and go to school and come back or do things, and we may give them priority because they have a history with us. So, and the other thing we've been willing to do is, you know, if the demand is that great, we will start up another league. I mean, we have 6 now. And there's nothing that says we couldn't go to 7 or 8. We're not going to do it, you know, because a waiting list sits at 32, because as we know, people will drop out. But if the waiting list gets really, really big and really, really heavy, we might do it. So I encourage everyone to join. Just be a little patient. You will get your shot to be in the EAFL. And when you get your shot, though, take advantage of it. You know, don't wait around and you get your invite and then, you know, you waste the opportunity, because the next time it may not come as quickly. So just wanted to clear that up. Kay or Proto, did I miss anything? Anything you guys want to add?
I think you basically covered everything.
Okay.
I'm good to go. You know, just, you know, doing my part, getting the PS3 league out there. I see we got like 15 more minutes I like to cover. The standings in the PS3 league, you know, my guys, I've been getting on them about, you know, the tourneys, their action on the boards, you know, calling to the radio show. So I know a few guys would like to hear their names if they're not in the chat room right now and tomorrow when they play, you know, replay the blog. So
go for it.
I have a couple guys that are doing pretty good, got off to some good starts in the AFC East. Probably the worst division going on right now in the PS3 Madden League division I'm in. I started off the 2-4. Guy leading the division right now was Charleston SC. I think that's short for South Carolina. He has a 4-6 record. We got Coam Papapa, who's off to a 7-3 start with the Steelers in the AFC North. In the AFC South, we have Iceland, who has the Tennessee Titans. For the second season in a row, he's gotten off to a good start with a 6-1 record. In the AFC West, a guy whose name is becoming famous. He needs to call in the show and let us, you know, place a voice with the name. Juego Malego is off to a 10-1 start with the Oakland Raiders. Off to the NFC side, we have the Super Bowl winner from last season, Showdown 19, who started off with a 6-0 record with the Redskins. Down to the NFC South, we have Purdy, who's off to a 9-1 start with the Green Bay Packers. Down to the NFC South, we have Shades, who's running with the Bucks this season. He's off to a 7-2 start. And finally, big shout-out to my homeboy. I'm warning guys about him, man. If he gets time, you know, he's going to rep in these tournaments and everything. Come fly with 81. He was off to an 8-0 start. But MJ Moore, who's 8-6 with the Rams, has put a little black mark on his record with two losses last night. So he's now 8-2 with the San Francisco 49ers. Look out for my boy, come fly with 81. So that's how the PS3 season is shaping up so far after week one. You know, big shout out to the guys. Most of the guys in the league have gotten over eight. Probably half of their record, half of their season completed already. So, you know, big shout out to the PS3 guys. Keep up the good work.
And, you know, on the PS3 note real quick, couple of veterans in there. Shiz, I haven't talked to Shiz in a while. I know Shiz had surgery. So if Shiz is out there, hope you're recovering well. 1-7 with the Giants. What's going on, man? And Memphis. 1-7 with the Seahawks. These are founding members, guys. Come on now, you gotta rep better than that, you know. Shoot,
you know, look on Shiz's part. You know, I ended up rapping with Shiz over email yesterday. You will not believe, but until like probably late last week, Shiz had never been on the boards before. He was having issues with logging on, so he's down with the boards now. So man, I'm trying to get caught up with everything that's going on.
Yeah, well, let me assure you, Shiz and I have long history. We used to work together. Shiz lives up here in Connecticut with me, and you will never see Shiz on the boards a lot. I will tell you that now. You will see him on once in a while, but on our old boards that he had no problem logging into, Shiz ended up with a grand total of 11 posts. Okay, over a little over a year's time. So if you can get him to log in and post more, hey man, more power to you.
So, I'm working on it.
All right, before I let you guys go, let's take a quick look at the NFL. You know, I always like to talk pro football, and you know, this weekend is a huge. You know, every weekend is huge, but this weekend is. Is huge because I can't remember a time in the NFL where in the same weekend you have on the AFC side, we have the Steelers and the Titans. And on the NFC side, we have the Giants and the Panthers. And in both games, whoever wins, is the number one seed. I mean, it's just, you know, I know the TV stations and all of that are just eating this up, that this worked out this way. But that said, you know, let me ask Coach K first. Who you got? You got the Steelers, you got the Titans, and then you got the G-Men, and you got the Panthers. If you had to pick, who's your two winners and why?
I think now in Steelers Titans, who's home? Who's gonna be home in that one?
Let's see. I'm looking that up now, and I'm looking that up now. Steelers and Titans, and I can't see here. All right, guys in the chat room, anybody who can help us out with who's home for the Steelers and the Titans, please speak up. If anybody knows anybody, any Steelers fans or Titans fans out there, you know, because I'm looking at skits. Tennessee?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to have to go with the Steelers on this one, just because just seeing what they did, you know, against the, a pretty good Ravens team on the road, and you know that ferocious defense, and just seeing how, you know, it looks like things are coming together now. Like, you know, they're peaking at the right time. You know, their quarterback is at the right mind state. Their defense is playing out of their mind. And just seeing like how Tennessee, I don't know, they're having problems. Like the last game against the Texans, you know, their run game got shut down against the Texans. So if they're having problems against the Texans, no, they're gonna have problems against the Steelers. So yeah, and then after that, just seeing how Kerry Collins all of a sudden is kind of like losing his touch in those passes too. You know, all that, you know, plays into Steelers' favor.
Okay, so you got the Steelers and then Giants and the Panthers.
Giants, Panthers, they're going to be at New York for that one. Yeah. Yeah, they're at New York for that one, right? Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
That one, man, you know, my heart, I'm from New York. I want to say the Giants. But if you know, gun to my head, you know, the way the Panthers are, the way the Panthers are looking right now, you know, it looks like, you know, it looks like, you know, they have what it takes to win. You know, hopefully the Giants pull it out. But you know, the Giants seem to be in some kind of funk. They need to figure out how, you know, they can get their receivers, their wide receivers, free downfield, like one on one. And then hopefully, I think tomorrow we'll find out if Brandon Jacobs is going to practice. And usually, if he doesn't practice, he doesn't play. So that's a big factor. You know, if he can play, then that works well into the Giants' favor. But if it doesn't, it doesn't look good for the Giants.
Okay. Proto?
Oh, no, man. Right now, you know, the Steelers, you know, broke everybody in Baltimore's heart last week. So I'm thinking they look like the best team in football right now. So I'm going to take them over the Titans. I think the Titans are pretenders. As far as the Carolina and Giants game, I think the Giants are going to really bleed without having Plexico. You know, there's no reason to double team on them anymore. I think somebody on the out of their wide receiver core needs to step up. So I'm going to go with Carolina, man. That running game looks real good right now. Steve Smith looks unstoppable, so I take Carolina over the Giants.
Okay. And quickly, I will say that as far as the Carolina Giant game, I picked Carolina. I just think they can't get over the loss of Plaxico, even if Brandon comes back, which will help. But they need a big play receiver. They don't have it. I think the Cowboys showed what happens without Plaxico. Again, Brandon will make a difference. But if the Giants come and try to play the same game they played all year with Plaxico without him and think that Hickson's going to be the guy, they're going to lose, period. And on the Pittsburgh-Tennessee side, I've never, ever said Tennessee was a contender. I've never liked Kerry Collins, and they will be in the playoffs. That's already decided, so we'll see. But I think Pittsburgh's going to win this game. I think in both cases, the away team is going to walk away with the victory. So, and just as a side comment, I had already warned people in the chat room that we're not going to have any of this, you know, kind of talk in the chat room, and then somebody just decides that they can do it, so they got banned out of the chat room. They're not playing around, guys. You want to have intelligent conversations in the chat room, go for it. You want to start talking all that other stuff, then I'll just boot you out of it. So, now that said, before I close with my commentary, let me thank Prototype for calling in and, you know, giving the PS3 League some love, because I keep promising to do it, and then, you know, I get sidetracked and forget, so I'm glad he called in to do that. I want to thank Coach K for calling in and for everything he does. Our, you know, other callers we had, T-Boy, NJ Rod, surprise call from your mama calling in. You know, appreciate everybody who called into the show. Appreciate everybody in the chat room. Thanks again to the MaddenLab.com, our new home for EAFL forums. If you want to check them out, go to the MaddenLab.com. And if you want to check out our forums, go to forums.EAFLMadden.com. So this week's commentary is probably about the most talked about story last week, and this was all of the alleged issues over in Dallas. And the disclaimer is, I am a huge Dallas Cowboy fan, so that is the disclaimer before I read my commentary that will close the show. So the Dallas Cowboys lose a tough, close game to the Steelers, 20-13, a game they dominated for 3.5 quarters and were up 13-3 before things broke down. It was a tough loss, but clearly this team sent a message that they came to play and were up for a tough December schedule to face nothing but teams with winning records. On Thursday of last week, it's reported that T.O. was complaining that Romo and Witten were freezing him out and making up private plays. Then it was reported that Owens, Creighton, and Roy Williams, not the safety, the wide receiver, went to talk to offensive coordinator Jason Garrett, allegedly to discuss ball distribution. On Friday, it was also reported that Witten went to talk to Owens, who then said, get away, and called him a name, and reportedly, again, the two had to be separated. Much of this reporting come from Ed Werder, ESPN's Dallas reporter. Disclaimer, I happen to live in Bristol, Connecticut, 5 minutes from ESPN's world headquarters. Now, if you've watched T.O.'s press conference over the last few months, you might have heard him say, next question, a few times. It was to any questions that Ed Werder asked. Why? Because several weeks ago, T.O. said that the offense needs to get the ball into my hands. When they do, good things happen. T.O. was labeled a whiner and a crybaby by Werder. Now, when T.O. was in San Francisco, he called Jeff Garcia gay. When he was in Philly, he called McNabb out of shape. He has a history in this area. That said, minus a falsely reported overdose 2 years ago, T.O.'s been a pretty good boy. In today's NFL, when guys are getting fined for late hits, bad-mouthing refs, being suspended for steroids, even being arrested to face jail time, T.O. has none of that on or off the field trouble. He only has a perceived issue with not being a good teammate. Let's look at this for a minute. Ed Werder reports that sources say this and anonymous sources say that, and the press jumps all over it. Now, whatever the issue might have been or not, did T.O. run to the press? Nope. Did he publicly dog his QB or his teammates? Nope. Allegedly, all this starts because a group of wide receivers go to talk to their coordinator after a loss. I watched T.O.'s press conference after the great win over the Giants. Also watched Tony Romo's conference. T.O. was hammered like a criminal. Instead of focusing on a great win over the Super Bowl champs, he was virtually forced to tears with question after question about the preceding week. When Romo came to the mic, while he was asked a few questions, the tone and nature was quite different. By all accounts, T.O. works hard on and off the field. He came back in 9 weeks to play in a Super Bowl from a broken leg. He had 9 catches and 122 yards, by the way. Last year, he came back 3 weeks early from the dreaded high ankle sprain. At 35-year-old, happy birthday, T.O., birthday was December 7th, he shows no signs of slowing down. Why doesn't the press just leave him alone? Chad Johnson changes his name to Ocho Cinco, then has an irrelevant year. Wait and see what happens should the Patriots not make the playoffs this year. Let's see what Randy Moss has to say. Plaxico Burress shoots himself in the leg. Has that been on the news lately? Steve Smith on NFL Network, after the win that Carolina had, says every wide receiver wants the ball. Heck, even Keyshawn Johnson wrote a book that says, just give me the damn ball. Is what T.O. says and does really so bad, really out of the ordinary for a superstar wide receiver? T.O. gets a bad rap, and unfortunately, it's too late to fix. So if I were him, I'd join the Pac-Man Jones School of Interviews and do none. T.O., your passion and desire to win is misunderstood. So my advice is, do no interviews, talk to no one, and just help the Cowboys refute the press's constant addiction to reporting the drama, whether it exists or not. With that said, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Madden Voice, and we will be back probably in a week for show number 30. If you have any thoughts for the show, please go to the Madden Lab and go to the their forums and go to the EAFL forums, and there'll be a thread in there where you can post any ideas you may have for upcoming shows. Thanks again, and just remember that you should always, always, always join the EAFL, because that's where all feuds are settled on the field.